Good morning. This is Jim and Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, and our program is For the Birds.
That call you just heard was the song of the tufted titmouse. This lively and jaunty bird is one of the birds we see most often at our feeder in winter. They love sunflower seeds. We hear them more than most birds, too. They have clear, distinctive voice with that peter, peer, peer song. In early spring, during the mating season, that song can very frequently be heard echoing through the woods. Tufted titmice also give a high-pitched alarm call in response to a hawk flying overhead. It sounds like this.
Tufted titmice are pretty easy to identify. They have large black eyes, a small round stout bill with a black patch over it, and a distinctive brushy crest. That's really the dead giveaway, making them easy to identify even in profile. They're small birds with soft silvery gray above and white below, with a rusty or peach-colored wash down the flanks. Tufted titmice prefer insects, and they eat many, helping with pest control. But in fall and winter, we see them more often at the feeder than the chickadee. That's because they store the sunflower seeds. They shell them, then hide the kernels in tree trunks and limbs, and even in the ground all over their territory. Usually, the storage sites are within 130 feet of the feeder, so it's great fun to watch them. They can sometimes even be coaxed into taking seed from your hand.
Neither chickadees nor titmice sit on the feeder and munch away like the grosbeaks. Both dart in for a single seed, carry it to a nearby branch where they hold it in place with their feet, and peck away at it until they break it open. These acrobatic foragers often hang upside down or sideways as they investigate cones, the underside of branches, and leaf clusters. Tufted titmice nest in tree holes and nest boxes, but they can't excavate their own nest cavities. Instead, they use natural holes and cavities left by woodpeckers. These species' dependence on dead wood for their homes is one reason why it's important to allow dead trees to remain in forests rather than cutting them down.
Since they build their nests in cavities, putting up nest boxes is a good way to attract breeding titmice to your yard. Make sure you put it up well before breeding season. Attach a guard to keep predators from raiding eggs and the young. For lining its nest, in addition to leaves, fibers, mosses, and dry grass, the titmouse likes to find wool, cotton, fur, and hair. It's even been seen to steal hair from living fauna, including from pet dogs and even people. Titmice are monogamous and mate for life. They don't become empty nesters after the breeding season, since the young tufted titmice often remain with their parents throughout their first winter.
We hope that you'll be listening for that peer, peer, peer call, and we'll be on the lookout for this bold, assertive bird, the tufted titmouse. And one last note, it's not too early to start thinking about participating in the Great Backyard Bird Count, coming up the weekend of February 13th to 16th. A fun way to spend a little time watching your backyard birds, and even better if you can involve the family. And it's also free. You only need to spend 15 or more minutes on one or more of the days, and your information will help scientists get the big picture about what is happening to bird populations. Just Google Greater Backyard Bird Count, and you'll find the information you need.
If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, you can email us at forthebirds@farmandcountry.org. If you'd like to hear this or any other For the Birds segment, you can find them on our Northeast Pennsylvania Audubon Society website at www.nepaaudubon.org. That's NEPAAUDUBON.org. Just click on the For the Birds graphic and then choose the segment you'd like to hear. This has been Jim and Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, and we're For the Birds.